Thought for today. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to believe in. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to believe in. These grand essentials that we have are pretty important. Essentials to happiness. Now, who wants to be happy in life? Good question, huh? Who wants to be happy? Well, obviously, not too many people want to be happy. Because if people really wanted to be happy, they would admit that they have something to do, and they have something to love, and they have something to believe in. Well, let's start out with the something to do. What is it that we each have to do? Do, 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 do. What do we each have to do? Be yourself and have fun. Oh, I thought it was going to be something like a job, you know, and I got to go earn a living, and I got to go out and become an artist, or become a typist, or become a mama, or a daddy, or something like that. No, no, no. You don't have to do anything concerning anybody else. Not one little bit. Be yourself and have fun. What is it that you are? That's the question. That's the big question. Who is it? What is it that you are? Because most of the time, you do everything in relation to others. You do everything in relation to how others are responding to you and what others expect of you. Like, for instance, if you were a woman and you were going into town and you would put on some old clothes, and you'd just put on some old rag you had hanging around the yard, the house, and it'd be dirty and maybe paint stained and other things. And you look really like you're right in the middle of a project. And you go into town. Now, you could get away with going into town, going to the store to buy more paint or something, you know. But to go into a restaurant and sit down wearing your oldies, your grubbies, why, that's unthinkable. What are the neighbors going to say? I mean, you come in this place here and let's have a little respect, you know. Have a little respect. Well, you do have respect. You respect yourself. It's not what you have on. You could go naked, as far as you're concerned, and you'd be perfectly respectable. That's the way you came into the earth, you know. It's the way you came into life. But, no, we live for others. We live for others. Do you think little children would care if they came to the table without any clothes on? It wouldn't bother them. Who's it bother? Mom and Papa, who are building up attitudes within them. So, what is it that we're supposed to do? What are you going to be when you grow up? Well, don't we ask that of our kids? What are you going to be when you grow up? You haven't got anything figured out yet? And like me, I tried to get Mark interested in this and that. Took him sailing, took him hang gliding, took him all sorts of different things, you know, scuba diving and hiking, mountain climbing, canoeing in the river, and various things. Nothing interested him. Then his teacher got him interested in flying at the age of 13. And I thought, God, thank goodness he's finally interested in something, you know. Like, what difference would it make? What difference would it make at all? If he never got interested in anything and just always had an enjoyable, happy life being himself and having fun. No. But that's not acceptable. You've got to be your personal best. Who says? Perhaps we are our personal best when we're being ourselves and having fun. Perhaps we are our personal best when we are doing whatever it is that makes us feel satisfied, makes us feel like it's wonderful. Some people's personal best is going out in the field and laying in the grass and looking at the sun, looking at the clouds going by, watching the leaves fall off the tree, you know, mm-hmm. and watching them grow back. But, you know, be yourself. Have fun. We don't know how to do that. We haven't trained ourselves into that. That'd be a wonderful program to have. The program of be yourself and have fun. I don't think we'd have many takers, because people are just not ready to do that. They're not ready to be themselves and have fun. They're not ready just to go out and do nothing. Well, truly, it's not a matter of doing nothing when you're being yourself and having fun. When you are being yourself and having fun, you are doing the most meaningful thing in the world to you. It's the most satisfying thing in the world to you. It's not your personal best or worst. It has nothing to do with them. It's just flowing whatever your heart has you do, whatever your heart tells you to do. Now, three grand essentials to happiness in life are something to do, okay, be yourself and have fun. Now, can we have fun with that one? Can we figure out that one and see what sort of nonsense can happen there? But now, what about something to love? What could we have to love? Well, could we love our body? Could we love ourselves? Oh, that's hedonistic. That's terrible. You can't do that. That's not right. You know, that's narcissistic. Hedonistic is the love of pleasure, and narcissistic is the love of your body, you know. And what is this? What is this that we're loving? Hey, that's good. We're loving God's creation. God created our body and said it's good and very good. And then we go around saying, it's not so good. I got a cold. I got a hurt. I got this problem. You know, we're the unfortunate ones. But of course, we're acting as God in doing that, and that's our choice. But something to love. To love our bodies is a great thing. To love our world is a great thing. To love all the experiences we have, that's a great thing. Something to love. Well, see, in all existence, there will not be something to love. There will be many things to love. Because we are not, I don't want to say we're not an island unto ourselves, we are not independent of our thought. Our thought is our creation. And we create people around us with our thoughts. We create circumstances around us with our thought. We create activities around us with our thought. And those we all love. Those are lovable things, you know. We love them. Just like I'm loving Button here and petting him vigorously. But we want something to love. To have a happy life, you have to have something to love. Well, love yourself. Really. And enjoy yourself. And appreciate yourself. And expect the impossible out of yourself. Because that's the fun thing to do. You know, there were these boys, they lived in the Sahara Desert. And their work all day long was herding their sheep or their goats or whatever they had. And in their playtime, since they didn't have toys or fast cars or bicycles or all these other things, they would take the animals of the desert and they would race them. They'd take a fox and they'd race with it. They'd see who was fastest, they or the fox. They'd take a gazelle and they'd race that gazelle. And oh man, were these guys good. They could run like everything under the sun. And they were naked and barefoot. They were just purely natural. And they ran. And they ran good. But were they trying to be something? Were they trying to be their best? Or were they just having fun racing the animals? And in the process, they found out that they were pretty fast. And they didn't try to say, I can't do that. Man can only run so fast. That's the only thing man can do. A gazelle runs so many miles per hour. A fox runs so many miles per hour. And a man can run only so many. Hey, the man doesn't have a limit except what he puts on himself. The fox has a limit of what he has already established for himself as well as a gazelle. But man has no limits because man can take the limit off. Man can say, mankind can only run, say, 20 miles an hour. And that's the top speed, maybe 25. And then along comes one of these youngsters from the desert, and he's been chasing gazelle and beating them. And so he starts running, and here he's going 35, 40, without even giving it a thought. And for a long distance, it's not just a spurt. He gets his pace going, and he's fantastic. Well, you see, he loves what he's doing. He's just having fun. It's a joy to him. It's not a necessity for him to run like that. It's not something he has to do because it's in a race or something. They're just having fun. Go catch that gazelle. Sure. How come you didn't catch him? Well, I'm working on it. I'll keep practicing and overcoming my limitations of breathing, you know, and then pretty soon they have the skill. They pace themselves. They build up their heart and they build up their lungs and they build up their muscles to easily ripple along with the gazelle itself. They don't really want to catch him. He just is a good mark for them to chase. Now, who's the fastest animal in the world? Is it the cheetah? And what does the cheetah do? 50 miles 70. Or 70? Woo-hoo!
For short distance, 70.
Yeah, short distance, yeah. Yeah, well, I imagine these boys and girls would have a great time having a cheetah around if the cheetah would stay with them long enough to be around. But that's the fun of it. Now, that's something to love. To love just whatever you do. Be yourself and have fun. Just love your life and enjoy the experiences you have and love your body. Tell your body how much you love it. Tell your body what a wonderful body it is. Tell yourself how fabulous you are. And it's amazing. It's amazing what can come out of it. Well, then you want something to believe in. What do you have to believe in? Good question, isn't it? Are you going to believe in the world around you? Are you going to believe in what the law tells you? What the rules are? The rules are all limitation. They say, you can't do this, you can't do that. You can do anything you want as long as you put the right causes in motion. And let's say you wanted to walk down the middle of a town naked. Well, just create yourself invisible. Hey, if I can create myself invisible, I can create myself invisible for any reason. That's right. So, create yourself invisible. Now, what benefit would there be just for the fun of it? Just for the fun of it. Here I am walking down among all these people and no one sees me. Of course, that's no fun because you're walking naked because you want somebody to see you. Or are you? Do you walk naked because it's a joy to walk naked? Or do you walk naked because you want to, when I walk the path in the morning here and the weather is halfway decent, I walk it naked and it's dark outside. There's nobody see me. There's nobody, not even the animals, not even the rabbits and the coyotes. Nothing sees me. But I feel good. You see, we do it because we feel good. Now, sometimes you put on some special clothing and you feel real good in it. Sometimes you put on something that's silk. It just sort of cuddles and snuggles your body and you think, ooh, that feels so nice, you know. Or you want to put a coverlet on. And you pull the cover up, and it's a silk or nylon cover, and it just sort of cuddles around your body and just makes you feel just sort of real smooth. Or some people say, I can't put wool on my body. It scratches me and it does this. Well, hey, nothing I put on disturbs me. I sleep on the shruggy carpet, you know, naked right on the carpet itself, and I don't feel anything. When I get up, I don't have a bunch of little indentations in me. My skin is just as normal as it is otherwise. You see, these are all attitudes we have about ourselves. I don't believe in those things, and they don't happen. I haven't tried it, but perhaps I could lay on a bed of nails, and I wouldn't have punctures in me. But a lot of people can do that. That's not a matter of wanting to do it, it's just a matter of doing it. Now, are they so great? No, they're quite ordinary people. They probably haven't done much else other than that, because that was where they put their concentration, on being untouched by anything that touched their body, whether it's a nail, you know, or a bunch of nails, or hot pokers, or various other things. Well, this is all part of the game. Now, what do we believe in? Do we believe in ourselves? Do we believe in the experiences we have around us? Do we believe in all of the the magic that goes on around us? Or do we believe in nothing? Some people have very small beliefs. They believe in mama and papa, and they believe in the officials, and they do everything that they're supposed to do. Now that's a good community. You see, when Noah loaded up the ark, he said to his sons and daughters, go out and bring in two of every living thing, a male and a female, bring them into the ark. And the sons and daughters and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, they didn't question Papa. When Papa said, go do it, you went to do it. And they didn't argue about it and say, I can't, how am I going to get an elephant to follow me and stuff like that. They had no trouble. They just went out. And they said, you and you, Mr. and Mrs., come with me, you know. And they went to the ducks, you and you, Mr. and Mrs., come with me, the chickens, you know. And they went with the snakes, everything. And the beetles, the ants, the termites, my goodness, termites on a wooden ship could be a problem. But it wasn't a problem because there were just two termites, a male and a female, and two rabbits, you know. And his children. Now, his children were already married, some, perhaps all of them. And so they repopulated the earth. So, again, Adam and Eve populated it first, and then they blew it. And so then Noah's kids repopulated the earth. You know, Noah didn't get credit for that.
That's right.
Never get credit. Because, I mean, if all the people on the face of the earth were dead, because they were drowned, because it did this terrible thing, then where are the people going to come from? But again, that's another story. We need something to believe in. So we believe in ourselves. We believe in the fun we have in everyday life. We believe in the exciting thing. And I think to myself, every once in a while, not seriously, but I think if I were to die right now, I would have done everything I wanted to do. And if I live for another 1,000 years, I could die at any moment and I would have done everything I wanted to do, because each moment I live to its fullest. Each moment I live for the joy of it. And each moment I cross it off. Tuck, tuck, it's gone. There's no past. There is no present. There's only the now. No future. When you do that, you don't worry about, but I wanted to finish the absolute, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. Oh, we wanted to get the quiet healing zone in print, and we got it in print. We'd like to get it in book form and get it out. And I mean, you know, while I'm still here, you know, I've only got a couple more 1,000 years, you know, let's get it out. And then, you know, I have a few other books that I'm writing that I'm having fun writing, but I'm having fun. My belief is that whatever I choose to do, I can do. And I can have fun doing it. Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to believe in. Are you ready for that? I know I am. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And do beautiful things. And think of me as you are enjoying yourself, and I'll be thinking of myself as I'm enjoying myself.